Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Waking your ass up.
Getting you going.
Only on Hot 96.9.
The absolute crescendo. Top of the mountain. There is no higher. You can't argue with it. List of the top hip-hop songs of all time. Dot, dot, dot. According to BBC Music over in London, they asked people connected to hip-hop, including producers and artists and photographers and people critics. And critics and people of that nature to list their favorite hip-hop songs of all time. And here are the top five that I'm sure you're not going to agree with. Number five.
It's like this and like that, like this and
it's
like that.
Snoop and Dre.
Like okay.
That's my number one.
Yeah. I agree. That is one of the top.
That's my number one.
Hip hop songs of all time. Really?
Yep.
I can't dispute. I mean, that's a great, great song. Melissa?
I was going to say, can I try to guess one? Because I haven't seen this list yet.
Can you try to guess one or one of the songs in the list?
One of the songs on the list, I'm saying. Like, cause it's only top five, right?
Yes, it is top five. I don't want you to guess, because I feel like you're going to guess the number one song. Probably.
Oh, really? Okay, okay.
Well, let's see, let's see, let's see. Okay, song number four from 1982. Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, The Message.
Okay.
I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head.
It's back when people rap like this.
Deserving.
What the? Keep going. Under. White lines up in your nose. Blah, 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 dun, 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 dun.
Song number three from 1995. I know this is a song that Melissa loves.
I knew it. Wait, don't. I was going to say it too. Go ahead. Is it Gotta Be a Tribe Called Quest?
Gotta be wrong. Gotta be Gotta be Mob Deep Shook Ones Part 2.
Okay.
What?
Okay, all right. I can get behind that.
This is when hip hop was straight hood, yeah, like four dudes in the corner rapping.
See, I
all wearing puffy jackets.
Yeah.
And boots. And oversized jeans.
I have one on my list that I would kind of put in the same category as this, but I'll wait till you're done and play.
Okay. The number two hip hop song of all time is from 1989. It is a song about social justice from a group that they weren't rapping about jewelry and bitches and hoes and all that stuff about shooting each other. No, they were rapping about how Elvis Presley was a racist. Yeah, yeah. I didn't know that. Yeah. Public Enemy, Fight the Power.
Yeah. Fight the power.
Power.
Okay.
All right. Fight the power. How is this song? How in the world, in this age we're in, where everybody wants to argue about everything and protest everything, is that not a theme song for somebody?
It's a great song.
It's such a great theme song. Yeah. Fight the power. The power could be anybody. The power. Colin Kaepernick could use that for the NFL. You know what I'm saying? All right. And now, the number one song in hip hop of all time, ladies and gentlemen. Do we have any guesses?
I do.
Can I?
You know what?
Should we say them or?
Pebbles, you already know it.
I already know.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Want me to show it to you?
No, Melissa, what's your guess? So you can say it.
Okay. Rapper's Delight.
You're saying Rapper's Delight, Sugar Hill Gang. The first hip hop song that we've ever known.
That's pretty much the only reason why I'm saying, because it's legendary.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The song
it's not because I personally think it's the best, but it's kind of just what I think people would pick.
Now, what you hear is not a thing. I'm rapping to the beat. Leroy, what do you think? She thinks it's Rapper's Delight.
I'm going with Biggie Juicy.
You're going with Biggie Juicy.
Right.
Okay. Let's see. I will tell you that...
We're both wrong.
You're both wrong.
The number one song is Shaquille O'Neal.
Tell me, how am I
now we know this list is right. Right.
Well, I mean, I think that pretty much cements that he won the battle with him and Damian Lillard. No, I'm only kidding. Okay, actually, one of you is correct.
Uh-oh. I bet it's Leroy. No.
One of you is correct for the number one hip-hop song of all time. Is it Rapper's Delight or is it Juicy by the Notorious B.I.G.?
How either one of them not in the top five is crazy.
Yeah, because you got to think that they would be in the top five, at least one. Well, both of them, I think.
Let me tell you the number one song first, and then I'll tell you why they're both not in the top five. All right, here we go. Number one song is Juicy.
Because you know Biggie had to be on the list somewhere.
Yeah. Now, let me tell you why Rapper's Delight is not on the list. Because that song sucks. Like, I understand it was the first hip-hop song of all time, but the song, honestly, it really does suck. It's just, the only reason that we like it is because it was the first one ever. That's it. If it was released any other time besides first, people would be like, that song kind of sucks.
I was thinking more about mass appeal and mainstream appeal of the song, and you know, but I don't know what they're necessarily gauging this list on.
This is
it's just your the favorites of
personal
favorite. Just a personal opinion. That's right.
Personal favorite of people involved in hip hop. It's all people who are involved in hip hop.
Okay.
You know, so like I said, Rapper's Delight sucks for people involved in hip hop.
Well, what would you guys have put on your list?
I don't have a whole top five, but definitely Nothing But a G Thing's my number one.
Okay.
And the other one that's on the list, but it's way at number 19, that would definitely be in my top five, is Queen Latifah, UNITY.
Oh, good one.
That is
like,
that is my song.
I mean, you know what? I really can't argue with you. It might not be my personal number one.
It's not mine.
But I can't argue that it's number one of all time, because that song comes on, everyone knows it. Nobody, have you ever met anyone who hates that song?
No.
As soon as it comes on, people like rap some portion of the song.
It's a classic.
You rap along with it. Right. So I would, you know, you can't really argue that it's number one of all time. It's not even my favorite Biggie song, but you know, what do I
Real
know?
Real quick,
I've only been doing hip hop radio forever.
Two of mine that I think should have been on there, and I would put this one in the category of shook ones.
Raekwon.
No. Quiet Storm.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
And, Nas should have something from Illmatic on there, but. And any Tribe Called Quest, either Scenario or Award Tour. Yeah. And then Souls of Mischief, 93 Till Infinity.
Okay, all right.
Wow, she pulled that one out of her ass.
I'm just trying to think of, like, songs, like, when you hear, to me, it's like when you hear it, you got to turn it up, and it's like you can't not bob your head to it.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.